Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Bag Room. I'm Ryan Balanchy. Great to have you with us. Brad King joins us. He's the CEO of Stitch Golf, and he joins us to talk about an interesting collaboration that when I found out about it, it made my ears perk up because it's something I haven't heard of. So Brad, first, thanks for being with us. Second, can you kind of give us an idea of the genesis of the Link Strap?
Absolutely. It's great to be on your show, and I appreciate you and your intrigue over our product. Bushnell, I've got a relationship with the folks at Bushnell. They've reached out several times in the past and said, hey, we'd love to do a collaboration with you. And those initial conversations really were more about putting their brand on some of our products. And I suggested that we could do something much more interesting than that, where we basically take what we're good at and combine it with what they're very good at. And so that led me with the product development team at Stitch Golf to basically say, what of their products are cool that we could incorporate into our products? Obviously, you can imagine where some of those conversations went, but where we landed with the first product in this collaboration was where we would embed their Phantom 3 GPS technology and their Wingman Mini Bluetooth speaker technology into our golf bag straps. And it was interesting because we'd never seen that done before, never seen any other company do it. When we decided to do it, it's like, look, we're really, really great at making golf bags and specifically making really, really comfortable golf bag straps. They're great at making their technology. Putting the two together just seemed like, it's like, okay, why has nobody ever done that before? So there you have it. That's how this all started.
What kind of back and forth was there about deciding which products and kind of whose domain was that? Was that from Bushnell's side? Was that more from you all at Stitch? And how did you determine what kind of weighting each product needed, literal figurative, literal weighting to add it to the strap to kind of make it all work at a level of comfort for the golfer?
Sure, absolutely. No, I would say we looked at the portfolio of Bushnell products. Obviously, we're consumers of their products. They make great products. And we looked at what would make the most sense to do. Obviously, rangefinders are, a big part of their business. We're all carriers of rangefinders. And to be very honest with you, me personally as an avid golfer, I'd actually never used GPS device except for those that are on golf carts when you go to certain courses and they have them, built into the golf cart experience. So we looked at their products. The Phantom 3 made perfect sense. It was of the size that you could incorporate it and embed it into a bag strap. And then the Wingman Mini, again, perfect size, small products that actually, have a lot of integrated technology into them. Those were our ideas. We pulled from their portfolio and we mocked it up and we basically presented the concept in drawings to their product team. And they fell in love with it, right? At the first presentation. At the time, there was conversation about, okay, well, what is the weight going to be? Weight is one of those things where when you're looking at picking up dead weight, you look at it in pounds or ounces. But when you're actually putting it into a strap, it's so spread across the carrying over your shoulders that it really was not a concern at all when we got the first prototypes in. So, the first part of your question was who came up with it? We picked from their portfolio. We presented them with the drawings and their team. It was really kind of cool to be on that call, honestly, with their product engineers, where one of the people that was on the call, the product team leader said, this is what I'm talking about when I say think outside of the box. And then another person that was from their marketing team said, I've been in this industry for, decades. Why have we never thought of this? So it's pretty fun. It was exactly what you would want from a early collaborative, where you're talking about sketch drawings. It was what you would want from that initial conversation. And then, of course, taking it from that point to first prototype to final production, that whole process took less than 120 days.
So on your team's end, what were the biggest considerations in making the link strap so that it not only could accommodate the product or products, I guess, but also that it was just as comfortable as a standard stitch strap that doesn't have anything integrated into it.
Yeah, so comfort was absolutely number one. Weight was a serious consideration. Convenience of being able to use devices that are embedded into the strap was also a consideration. And, take a little sidebar here with you. The top three things that are left at golf courses or lost by avid golfers at golf courses are GPS devices, Bluetooth speakers, and cell phones. And, obviously Bushnell doesn't make cell phones, so we didn't have that consideration. But those other two devices they do have. And frankly, we wanted the strap to be such that number one, it did meet the comfort test, it did meet the weight test, but more importantly, that it secured the devices in such a unique way that we didn't have to worry about those devices falling out and getting lost. And so the way we were able to do that was by incorporating a silicone cup. A receiving cup for those devices that basically almost acts like it pinches and holds and secures the device into the strap. On the back side of the devices is a magnet. So in the back side of our receiving cup, we put a metal plate in there. Again, all protected by silicon. So you've got the added security of the magnet securing to the plate. But then the effect of the silicone cup around the device that secures the device in place. Then, once we got the prototypes in, we were testing it. The weight was perfect. The comfort was perfect. We actually went back to our manufacturer and we had molds built of padding so that we knew that we were hitting the comfort and the security aspect for those straps. And we nailed it, to be very honest with you. And I'm not saying that in a braggative way, we nailed it. The final samples came in and we tested them, we player tested them, we tested them with caddies, professional players, avid amateur players, and we nailed it coming out of the gate. So we're really, really proud of this product.
How different at all was the end or is the end product from that first prototype? I mean, did the position of the products change significantly at all, or did you all kind of always have it in the design that the speaker was going to go basically between your shoulder blades and that you'd have the distance measuring device kind of on your right side, right on that strap that you can kind of almost look down at. While it's on your shoulders.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the first prototype, it was positioned exactly the way the final product was created. The only real change that happened from first prototype to final product was the addition of those molded silicone cups. And it
Got it.
gave it a more finished look. It finished off the edges of where the devices would sit. But the positioning of them did not change at all. And there's really something unique about the positioning of it if you think about it. So for a walker who's carrying, we make it in a double strap, a harness strap, as well as a single strap. For the walker that's carrying the double strap, the GPS device, they can look down at any time as they're approaching their ball and it's sitting there staring at them. All they have to do is just look straight down over their right shoulder and there's the information. The speaker is back there. It's perfectly positioned so that it's not blaring and beating you in the back of the head, but it's just there. It's ambiance. It's in the sound barrier while you're walking, but it's not such that it's going to blow people out that you're playing with or aggravate people on a different hole. I mean, obviously the speaker can produce a lot of sound, but it was designed so that it was for the player themselves. Then we had to consider, it's like, okay, well, what do you do when you're carrying the bag, but then you decide to transition to either playing with a caddy or carrying on a golf cart? And so we wanted to make sure that the devices worked in those situations as well. It caused us to create a single strap, which is really more for someone that likes just carrying single strap and doesn't like a harness, which there are those golfers out there. But caddies love single straps. They don't love harness straps. So for the person that plays at more caddy clubs, The single strap makes more sense. In fact, I actually was able to enjoy a round playing at Pebble Beach with a caddy for 2 days. And the cool thing about it is the marine layer set in. And we had five holes where we could not see anything. A rangefinder would not pick up anything because it was so foggy. But we were able to actually continue and keep playing because of the GPS device, which, was not affected by the marine layer. And at the same time, the caddy actually loved, I let him play his playlist, and he loved it and enjoyed the bag and the strap that way. On the golf cart, basically, it's just hanging there. And so it's easy just when you pull up to your ball, you grab the strap, get your information, your distance information. The Phantom 3 device is really good at providing you with information about distance to hazards or carry distance to hazards, as well as allowing you to adjust the pin placement so that you can get more specific with your distance location to the pin. And it's great. You don't have to worry about leaving a device in a golf cart. You have the convenience of just grabbing the strap, pulling your club, hitting your shot, and then going on to the next shot. So I don't know, man. Obviously, we're very proud of the product, but as a user of the product, and again, I don't want to offend Bushnell in any way, I don't know that I will play golf with a rangefinder anymore after using this device. But because for this reason, it's, I'm a single digit handicap, but I've also talked to PGA professionals and I asked them, how many flags do you actually fire at during a tournament round of golf? And I got answers anywhere from 2 to 6 holes that they actually fired at during an average round on tour. And if you think about us amateur golfers, how many flags do we fire at? Well, if we pull out a rangefinder and we shoot a flag, our mind's eye says we're firing at that flag, even at times where we shouldn't. And what I've found by playing using the GPS device is playing off the front yardage to the green, understanding the center yardage to the green and the back yardage. It brought me back to the days when I first started playing golf, where the only thing that we had for distance were sprinkler heads out in the fairway. And anyway, it's really been enjoyable to think and play the game of golf and not fire at flags, but actually play to certain parts of the green. It's been really, really fun.
Is there anything that you or your team have thought of since the product's been released, or the feedback that you've gotten from consumers that you might use at a next iteration, or that's just something, hey, like I wish we'd done added this to it, or come up with something slightly different that you're thinking about for a future iteration?
Yeah, so what we did is, and actually it's there, we're releasing them in December for people that have already bought the straps. We're going to provide these to them, but we actually wanted, so whether you are a Stitch bag user or not, we wanted you to be able to use the Stitch Link strap on any bags. And so we created an adapter kit, clip kit, which basically has three different sets of adapter clips that plug into the strap that basically make our strap retrofit to all of our competitors' golf bags.
Nice.
And so if you're not a Stitch bag fan, we hope you would become one. But if not, you can still use the Stitch Link strap with whoever the competitor's bag is. As far as any other changes to the product that we would make after using it, honestly, and again, not to sound, braggadocious in any way, no, I think we nailed it. I think I wouldn't change anything about it.
Is there, as a result of this collaboration, is there anything, this is probably a silly question, is there any product that Bushnell could come up with that could feature Stitch more than vice versa?
Well, we'll see. We've got a lot of stuff that we're working on together. This was product number one. We initially set out to create three product ideas. I can't really elaborate on the other two ideas because we're still working through those details. But yes, to answer your question, is there more to come? For sure. Is it leveraging the same approach that we used for product number one, the Stitch Link strap? Absolutely. It's take the best of what we're good at and the best of what they're good at and incorporating it into a product that does not exist on the market. That's our objective.
Is there, or are there other companies that you at Stitch might want to consider collaborating with. Maybe not something exactly like this, but something that kind of features, like you said, the best of both worlds from a competency feature product standpoint.
There are, I won't really name any of them because our team is in conversation with some of those other companies. But for Stitch in, we'll be at the PGA show, obviously highlighting the Stitch Link strap. Bushnell will have it highlighted in their booth as well. We're pretty proud of this product, and we think that we've just got to do more to get more eyes on this product and have more people try it. And I think what they'll find is the golfing experience completely changes when you've got those devices built into your golf strap. The playing experience is just it's a different experience.
It definitely, at least in my short-lived experience with it, is. I mean, I prefer to walk. I prefer to have the straps on my shoulders rather than sitting in a golf cart. So to be able to, and I think about this selfishly more from the music playing standpoint. I can play my music. I don't have to bother anybody. I can turn it up and down with my phone if I have to. I don't have to control it from afar. I don't have to blast it all the way when I walk 50 yards on a cart path only day. All of those things make my life as a walking golfer at least a little bit happier. And I mean, at the end of the day, I've never experienced anything other quite like that as a walking golfer that's made my life that much more enjoyable. So it's a huge value add.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear you say that. It's interesting because, I walk, I play caddy courses, I ride in the cart sometimes, and specifically recently played in a tournament where it was, carts, cart path only. And I'm thinking, holy cow, what am I going to do now? But the devices pop out of the strap so easily. I was able to just pop the GPS out, walk to my ball. With several clubs, have the device, stick it in my pocket, play my shot, walk back over, pop my device back into my strap. I don't know. I'm like you. I like to walk. I like to be out in the middle of the fairway. I don't like walking back and forth to a cart, but in those cases where you do that, I feel like we've accomplished everything you could with this. I will tell you, there's some incredible advances in technology that are coming from Bushnell that will be incorporated into the products and into the Stitch Link strap that are going to be really, really cool for the golfing world to see, and we're excited to be a part of that.
Well, I think that's a good teaser for what's coming next. But at least
Thank
for
you.
now, we have something that's really cool, something unique, different, interesting. You don't get that too often, and that's why we wanted to have you on to talk about it. So, Brad, thank you for taking some time. I appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll run into each other at the PGA show, and congrats again on this awesome collaboration.
Love to see you there. And what we say about this product is what nobody has now, everybody wants. So we hope that more people want it. But thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Perfect. That was great.
Good deal. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, likewise, my pleasure. And like I said, this was a cool idea. So I
Well,
had to hear
thank
about
you.
it from the source.
Well, good deal. So you've got product and you're good. You got a bag, you've got the strap, you've got what you need.
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Good deal. Well, if you need anything else, all you have to do is reach out to Stuart. He'll get in touch with Chandler. Love for you to stop by and say hello. Love to meet you in person at the PGA show. I'll be there. And if I'm not in the booth, just ask them and they'll call me and I'll come running over.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Of course, take care. Bye-bye.